15. Pens. Small as it is, the pen has changed the course of history, shaped the destiny of nations, facilitated the commerce of peoples, imprisoned the elusive thoughts of man, recorded events, carried news, and done more work for mankind than all other tools or weapons. Progress without it would have been almost impossible. The invention of the wheel and screw, the introduction of steam power, the use of electricity, all these have changed the lives of millions, but the pen has done more. It has removed mountains. It has prepared the way for all advancement. Whatever plans have been drawn up, whatever laws formulated, have come from the pen. Today, the pen is more highly esteemed than ever. The typewriters clicking in every continent are the drudges. The pen is the aristocrat, governing all and giving the final flourish. In the past, the pen did all the work, for all writing, intended to last for any length of time, was valid only if written with pen and ink. The lawyers took up their pens and wrote the law of the land, from the days when papyrus was first used to the day Magna Carta was compiled, and for 500 years after. The most famous letters in the world were written with a pen, and it was with a pen that the greatest thinkers of all time wrote down their thoughts. The law and the prophets, the four Gospels, the letters of St. Paul, how should we have had these today had they not been preserved for us by the pen? To the pen we owe the Pilgrim's Progress, Paradise Lost, the Canterbury Tales, and it was with his pen that Shakespeare shook the world. The servant of the greatest, the pen is the slave of the humblest. The serving maid and schoolboy may drive it as they will. Behind all we do today is the pen. We cannot sign a check, or write a letter, or buy a house, or complete a business transaction without our pen. The editor stirs the world with it. The student would fail to pass his examination without it. A deed is worthless till our name is written with pen and ink. Though the signature is there, it becomes irrevocable. For the stroke of a pen is legally binding, and few things are more thrilling or mysterious. With a stroke of the pen, Bradshaw sent Charles Stuart to the block. Queen Elizabeth took up her pen and signed a document which hurried Mary, Queen of Scots, to her tragic end. Queen Victoria saved a life with her pen, for when the Iron Duke gave her a death warrant to sign, she wrote, "Pardoned," so giving a bad soldier a chance to make good. When the Declaration of American Independence was signed, John Hancock was the first to write his name. "There," said he, "I guess King George will be able to read that." Our coming into the world is recorded with pen and ink. Before we have been at school a day, our name is enrolled with a pen. We cannot be married till we have signed the register. A pen records our death. The next time we take up our pen to write, let us remember that we hold in our hand the most powerful instrument mankind possesses.